the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Thin, corseted, short, heroin chic, Rubenesque, healthy. What society considers beautiful in women is ever-changing. But no matter the style, one thing remains the same. Women are never content with their bodies. Body image has been at the forefront for women as long as women have been alive. But in a world of Photoshop and increasing use of AI images, the landscape is unlike any women have faced before. I'm Emily Letterman. My guest today is Missouri State University Professor of Psychology, Dr. Brooke Wisenhunt, who studies body image and the influences of social media.
So it's a whole new landscape in terms of how to approach body image, but I think one of the take-home messages is that we really have to be thinking about social media literacy, if you want to think about it that way, at a really young age. But it has to get turbocharged in the world of social media, and it needs to come at younger and younger ages. I'm kind of shocked at the age at which girls, particularly, thinking about girls and body image in particular, the age at which they start posting and being exposed to this content is younger and younger. So an 8-year-old 30 years ago probably was not as influenced by these things as you see an 8-year-old now.
Wisenhunt says media literacy isn't just knowing a magazine cover is Photoshopped, but also that the picture your friend just posted probably is too.
When I first started doing research in body image, some of the studies that we were really interested in were looking at magazine images or publications, TV shows, things like that, and really kind of concerned about this idea that you could Photoshop these images and they wouldn't be real. And I kind of laugh when I think back to that as a naive kind of interpretation, whereas now we're faced with social media. We've got Instagram and Snap pictures and all kinds of things that lots of girls tend to look to more than anything. And if you think about the filters now that people can put on those images, the amount of editing that goes into a single girl's post where she will put one image, but she took maybe 50 images, and she's going to highly cultivate what she puts out there. So one of our concerns in terms of body image, I would say, given this like mass amount of social media that our young people and I guess anyone is consuming, is that this is such highly cultivated images, and used to, in the old days, people would compare themselves to an ideal image, maybe a model who's on a cover of a magazine, whereas now they're comparing themselves to their friends, so they think this is a real image of their friends, as opposed to the idea that they know this isn't real when they looked at a magazine article.
In her research, Wisenhunt found women have been chronically dissatisfied with their current body size. While that size has increased in Americans, the ideal body size has also decreased. There is an obvious disconnect.
From a really historical perspective, idealized images in art, for example, were not images that were then viewed as supposed to be attainable by the average person. So they were ideals. And I think what happened over time in the last 50 to 60 years is that those idealized images became put a pressure on women that not only is this the ideal, this is something you should strive for, and this is attainable if only you do this right thing. At the same time, we have seen, obviously, that average body size for women has been increasing for decades now. And so we define body dissatisfaction as the gap between an individual's ideal image and their real image.
How can we mitigate these thoughts? Wisenhunt says, think of your life like a pie.
One of the things that is really important for people to focus on is not just so much what do I think about my appearance, but how much does what I think about my appearance influence how I feel about myself overall. We have an assessment that's really like a pie chart, and you divvy it up like personal appearance and body shape and size versus my career and how it's going, or my friends and my relationships and my children. And how much of your pie, in terms of how you feel about yourself, are you letting appearance take out of your life? And I think the more you can shrink that part of pie, especially if it's going to be something that you're never going to be 100% satisfied with, then it impacts your day-to-day life much, much less.
My guest today has been Professor of Psychology, Dr. Brooke Wisenhunt. Read more of her research at blogs.missouristate.edu/mindseye. I'm Emily Letterman for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.